Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
They're using our money against us. That's the big picture here. I've had a number of conversations with folks getting, you know, kind of their insight on, you know, what Doge and Elon Musk is truly exposing here. And aside from all the wasteful spending, aside from all the fraudulent spending and the abuse of power that took place during the Biden tester years, spending money on sex changes in Guatemala, chopping off body parts of people in Africa and using your taxpayer dollars to do it, pushing, you know, green energy scam programs in other countries. I mean, it's bad enough that they were wasting our money to do it in America, but they were also doing it in other countries around the world, helping countries go green that were already green because they don't have access to electricity or clean power or clean water, right? So outrageous. But here's the thing. As I've said before, $36 trillion in debt. Joe Biden left Donald J. Trump a $2 trillion deficit. That means every year, $2 trillion more is going to be added to the nation's credit card when we're already deeply in debt. So even if the $2 trillion in excess spending was being spent on good things, we would still need to trim it back. We would still need to make the cuts necessary so that we can balance our federal budget. Not to mention try to go after this $36 trillion in debt. But aside from, you know, trillions of dollars that's being wasted fraudulently, what we're seeing is they're using our money against us. Range Magazine, you guys are familiar with Range Magazine. It's an incredible publication focused on our farmers and our ranchers. They just do incredible coverage on, you know, the ranching way of life and a lot of Western issues. There's a piece posted here that Range Magazine shared on their Facebook page. It's a piece by Greg Walcher. Why are we paying green NGOs millions to attack our way of life? That's exactly what they're exposing here, is they're taking our money and then they're using our money to attack ranchers, to attack miners, to go after union jobs. And then the other thing they're doing is they're giving our money to so-called nonprofits, and then they can pay themselves a whole bunch of money and live high on the hog. And then they walk around, oh, I work for a nonprofit. Oh, I'm so good. I work for a nonprofit. Listen to what Elon Musk told Ted Cruz in his latest verdict podcast.
This is obviously one of the biggest scam fraud holes we've uncovered, which is really crazy, is that the government can give money to a so-called nonprofit with very few controls, and then that there's no auditing subsequently of that nonprofit. So there's no this is with the, you know, 1.9 billion Stacey Abrams, but they didn't give themselves extremely lavish, like insane salaries.
Yeah, they live high on the hog with your money.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. Areas of snow linger early on today through the Bozeman area with an inch or two possible in some areas yet. Otherwise, looking at rain and some snow mixed across areas towards Billings early with little or no accumulation. High temperature readings will range from the mid-30s in Bozeman, mid-40s in Billings, with partly cloudy skies tonight, mid-teens to mid-20s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The left wing of the Democratic Party is so angry at Chuck Schumer for going along. He got boxed in with Republican budget proposal, which is just kicking the can down the road, that there is talk of AOC mounting a primary challenge against him. They have both represented different parts of Brooklyn. Now, if she were to knock him off, it doesn't mean that she automatically becomes the Democratic leader, but it would be quite a signal sent. Now, Schumer didn't really have any choice. The Senate Minority Leader postponing his book tour because of all the fallout. But all that would have given, he argued, was more power to President Trump and Elon Musk to do whatever they wanted. And eventually they would have compromised anyway on this kick the can matter. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Well, this news came out just as the show wrapped up on Monday. Kurt Almy has been named acting U.S. attorney for the state of Montana by Attorney General Pam Bondi. He's a pro, he's a class act, and just an all-around great Montanan who knows a thing or two about law and order. Yeah, Kurt Almy, check out that news. Go to x.com/Aaron Flint. And for the rest of your Montana Talks headlines, best thing to do, get the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, and you'll get all the updates. You can listen live and more.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Yeah, let me play just the second half of that Elon Musk soundbite here. He's making the point that one of the things that they're finding and that they're now exposing through DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, is how, because you guys see it, you see exactly what's taking place. And the reason the Democrats are kicking and screaming, the reason the Montana Democrats right now are hosting these Trump derangement syndrome seminars all across Montana, that's how I'm referring to their stupid, phony little town halls that they're claiming to be putting on. It's a joke. It's an absolute astroturf joke. The reason they're kicking and screaming is because they're getting your money and then they're using it against you. They've been getting your taxpayer dollars and then they've been funneling it into their radical environmental groups and their community activist groups and to the illegal aliens and others. And then they've been using these groups to shut down your union mining jobs and to attack our Montana way of life, to prop up anti-farm and ranch groups, to protest against, you know, the plants that provide electricity for us. George Soros and Hans-Jörg Wyss and the rest of these anti-American operatives, they just provided the seed money. And then your taxpayer dollars were funneled into these groups, the very Soros groups that are actively attacking our Montana way of life. And then they funnel it into these liberal nonprofits so these liberal nonprofits can live lavish lives. That's the point that Elon Musk is making here.
But they then give themselves extremely lavish, like insane salaries, expense everything to the nonprofit, you know, buy jets and homes and all sorts of things.
Live like kings and queens.
Yes.
On the taxpayer dime.
Correct.
You mentioned,
and this is happening at scale. It's not just one or two. We're seeing this everywhere.
Yeah, at scale. It's happening at scale. And then the other thing that DOGE has been doing is they're saying, okay, how many of these people are getting paid by the taxpayers that allegedly work in these federal jobs, and they are nowhere to be seen? Nobody even knows where they are or what they're even doing. So this, one of the things President Trump did very early on was he put out this order. Okay, all right, all of you remote workers, and I'm a big fan of remote work, right? As long as you have controls in place and you know that people are actually getting the job done. Nobody knows what most of these people in the federal government are even doing. That's why they were kicking and screaming at these Trump derangement syndrome seminars, the protests that they've been having. Elon Musk wants us to email him and tell him what we did last week. Oh, it's so awful, because they can't tell you what they did last week. Rapid Response 47 is a great X account put out by the Trump White House. They shared this. This was from Fox News, from the Ingram angle last night. Federal Housing Finance Agency Director Bill Pulte was on with Laura Ingram. So, again, he's the Federal Housing Finance Agency Director. I'll read you the quote, and then you can hear it in his words, just because I want to underscore this here. 2,900 people, 2,900 people were supposed to work in the building. So think about it. You've got this massive building that's supposed to house 2,900 employees. I'm assuming it's back in Washington, D.C., because that's where all of our, that's where a quarter of the nation's wealth has been, you know, consolidated in because of the growth and of government and the political payoffs that have been associated with that. A quarter of the nation's wealth is in the National Capital Region, the NCR, as people might refer to it. So a massive federal building that you're paying for, somebody's probably still cleaning it. Somebody's probably still paid millions of dollars to water the plants like they exposed with the VA. How many people actually showed up to work at this building, at this office where 2,900 people are supposed to be? Here's Bill Pulte.
One of the things that we discovered pretty quickly was there was about 2,900 people that were supposed to work in the building. Turns out only 49 were showing up full time.
Slow it down. 2,900 people? How many showed up?
On average, the highest that we saw on a five-day work week was 49 people, and this would be at Fannie Mae. And Freddie Mac has a similar problem. We're going to fix it. President Trump hired a businessman to do this, and we're going to fix it for him.
For Pete's sake, 2,900 people and only 49 on average were showing up to actually work. This is what's happening with your money and your taxpayer dollars. What are all these people doing? Where are all of these people? And then the broader question is it actually better if these some of these federal employees are staying home doing nothing or phoning it in from the beach instead of actively working against the American people, which is what we've seen with the Biden EPA, which, by the way, good news on that front. Speaking of the EPA, our great coal miners out there, union jobs and more. Here we go. President Trump on Truth Social. I shared this on X last night. After years of being held captive by environmental extremists, lunatics, radicals, and thugs, allowing other countries, in particular China, to gain tremendous economic advantage over us by opening up hundreds of coal-fired power plants, I am authorizing my administration to immediately begin producing energy with, say it with me now, beautiful, clean coal. That was President Trump on Truth Social. Shared it last night.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Build a better mousetrap and the world will be a path to your door. But in big chunks of the economy where government regulation holds sway, that doesn't really apply. Two that immediately come to mind are regulated utilities and medical drugs and equipment. The path to profit for a utility, in the language of the industry, is getting new investment into the rate base. That means building new things that the regulator agrees are needed, or prudent, in the language of regulation. This increases the capital that the company is allowed to earn a rate of return on, which determines prices and revenues. Increasingly, this is a purely political process that has little to do with better mousetraps. New drugs and medical equipment might be incredible, but if they don't get approval from Medicare, they're little value to those who make them. The giant program dominates how companies are paid, since more than 50% of health care is paid for by a federal government agency. One wonders what kinds of things might be on our shelves if the bureaucrats had approved them. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is House Call for Health. It's the day after St. Patrick's Day, which was a day to party for many. And for some, that unfortunately means a hangover today. The National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism describes a hangover as a consequence of drinking too much, with symptoms like fatigue, thirst, weakness, headache, nausea, stomach pain, sensitivity to light and sound, anxiety, sweating, and irritability. It can also raise your blood pressure. and those symptoms can last 24 hours or more. The agency says there's really no remedy for a hangover outside of waiting it out and keeping hydrated. They also mention a few myths about hangovers, like that drinking coffee or taking a shower can cure one, or that the order of drinks will matter, like the saying, beer before liquor, never sicker. And lastly, that having an alcoholic drink the morning after a night of drinking will help to avoid a hangover, known as the hair of the dog that bit you. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks at with Lane Nordlund.
More details are out from USDA on their emergency commodity assistance program. $10 billion in economic relief assistance for producers, which is scheduled to start with sign-up next week. Deputy Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Brooke Appleton.
Sign-up will remain open until August 15th of this year. If you do not want to wait for that pre-filled application, you can visit your local office, you can visit our website, you can apply there as well. Eligible producers must report their 2024 crop year, planted and prevented planted acres to USDA. And if you have not done that, you just need to do it before the filing deadline. We are working on sending pre-filled applications to farmers who submitted your acreage reports already for 2024.
Appleton says various online tools, such as a payback calculator and FAQ sheet, will also be a part of the rollout. That's worth up to $10 billion in payments under ECAP.
We'll roll out a slew of tools for you to use on our website, calculator, FAQ document, if you will. But ECAP assistance will be calculated using a flat payment rate for the eligible commodity multiplied by the eligible reported acres. And then payments are based on acreage and not production. So for reported acres such as prevented plant, the ECAP assistance will be calculated at 50%.
For more on the $10 billion that is a part of the emergency commodity assistance program administered by the USDA, contact your local USDA Service Center today. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Whoa, slow putting the headset back on. I got to be careful when I put the headset back on. One day I was like rushing. I go up, put the headset, and I was smack, it just smacks you on the side of the head. And it didn't fix me, by the way. Some of you were thinking, oh, good, your headphones smacked you in the head. Maybe that'll fix you. No, not yet. All right, let's jump right into it here. Man, I was trying to read some more news stories during the break there. 406-294-0970 is the number for you, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. The White House, you know, isn't it interesting? I'm looking at the headline of this audio here. White House defends deportation of alleged gang members. Did you guys notice the left-wing Scripps TV stations here in Montana? Did you notice that was their headline on their story? That was their news on their story? Oh, the White House is defending the move to deport these Trinidad Aragua gang members. They're not defending it. What is there to defend? The real question is, why are you guys opposing it? Why are you guys trying to throw shade on President Trump's efforts to deport these rapists and these murderers and these drug dealers and these criminal gangbangers? I mean, seriously, was that the first response from the Scripps owned TV station in Bozeman, Montana? You had Trinidad Aragua gangbangers arrested in Bozeman and Belgrade. And those six, we've now confirmed, Senator Daines, if you heard the 6 o'clock hour of the show, has now confirmed that those six gangbangers are now in El Salvador. They were on those deportation flights. They're out of here. And that's the response from the Scripps TV station in Bozeman. Hey, let's throw this on our Facebook page. Why is Trump defending the deportation of these TDA gang members? It's like, my goodness. And I feel bad because I know there's some great folks that work for those TV stations. And I'm sure they're shaking their hands like, man, Scripps just sucks. It sucks working for Scripps. Oh, my God. Yeah, we get it, right? and they put this crap on our Facebook pages, and then we look like a bunch of left-wing loons. There are a lot of left-wing loons that work for those TV stations, too, but there's a lot of good ones as well. Anyway, all right, let's jump into it, though. Here we go. This is Stephen Miller, the deputy White House chief of staff, longtime Trump advisor. He was on Fox News yesterday. The Trump War Room shared some of the great highlights.
First of all, under President Trump's direction, this was one of the most successful counterterrorism operations in American history. Nearly 300 alien enemy terrorists who had illegally invaded our country were removed and deported to El Salvador for terrorism confinement. These individuals posed a direct and dire threat to the safety and security of the American people. They are part of a now designated foreign terrorist organization. And crucially, as the Alien Enemies Act designation makes clear, Tren de Aragua was sent here by a foreign government. They are an agent of the Venezuelan government that has been sent to the United States. That is what triggers the predatory incursion language in the Alien Enemies Act. That statute vests in the president full, complete, and plenary authority to remove the alien enemy threat from the United States as expeditiously as possible. And what you saw was every arm and agency of this nation's Homeland Security apparatus and national security apparatus, Homeland Security, Justice, State Department, Defense Department, working together in perfect unison to secure the homeland.
Yeah, this is exactly what the President of the United States, the Commander in Chief, should be doing to defend and secure this country. Now, who is this liberal lawyer, Andrew Weissman? Because Stephen Miller absolutely unloaded on that guy.
So first of all, Andrew Weissman is an absolute moron. He is a moron, and he is a fool, and he's a degenerate. Andrew Weissman has devoted his career to putting innocent Americans in jail, taking away their civil liberties. He was involved in the Mueller coup against a democratically elected president, Donald J. Trump. Weissman should never be on TV anywhere. He should hang his head in eternal shame for what he's done to this country. And now he's up there shilling for people who rape and murder Americans. That's who Andrew Weissman is. I met the mother of Jocelyn Nungery, Alexis Nungery, who President Trump honored at the State of the Union, named a National Wildlife Refuge after her daughter. Trained de Aragua terrorists took that 12-year-old angel and they tortured her to death. They sexually assaulted her. They stripped her and they dumped her body in a river. That's who President Trump has deported from this country.
All right, let's hold it right there. There's more to follow. The second half of that soundbite, a great point by Stephen Miller. Back to this Stephen Miller soundbite here, shared by the Trump War Room on X. I think I reposted it as well, x.com/AaronFlint. But again, as we told you in the 6 o'clock hour of this show, it's been confirmed. The six Tren de Aragua gangbangers that were arrested in Bozeman and Belgrade, Montana, were on those deportation flights. They are now out of the country, which is exactly what, but better yet, they're not just being deported. They're being deported and then placed behind bars in a prison cell. Because here's the problem. If we simply deport these rapists and these murderers and send them back to their socialist bosses in Venezuela, what happens? They rearm them, they refund them, and they send them back. Well, they try to. It's a little tougher now with Donald J. Trump defending and securing this country versus Joe Biden and John Tester rolling out the welcome mat. The other thing that Steve Daines mentioned yesterday on Fox, he said that the Biden-Tester regime knew these Tren de Aragua gangbangers. The feds knew these TDA operatives were in Bozeman and Belgrade and did nothing. Now, our great, you know, law enforcement officers wanted to do something, but the Biden-Tester regime tied their hands, wouldn't allow them to do their jobs and defend our communities here in Montana. Now, with Donald J. Trump at the helm, they were able to do their jobs and arrest these terrorists and get them the hell out of this country and throw them in prison down in El Salvador. Look, we've had illegal aliens accused of raping young women after picking them up in the bars in downtown Bozeman. Multiple incidents. We've had illegal aliens, wrong way drunk driving on the interstates in Bozeman. We've got the drug cartels targeting the Bozeman Big Sky area, not to mention our reservation communities as well. And this is who the Democrats are defending. This is who the media mob is defending. And they're trying to attack Donald J. Trump for defending you, for defending Bozeman, for defending Belgrade, for defending this country. Here's more from Stephen Miller.
Behind every single one of those terrorists was another future rape victim, another future sex trafficking victim, another future murder victim. And most importantly, every one of those people was here illegally. They have no right. No right to be in this country for 1 second longer. They are illegal aliens. They are foreign terrorists. They are alien enemies. And the law at the heart of this issue was signed in the founding generation of this country, the same generation that wrote our Constitution. People say, oh, it's an 18th century law. You know what else is an 18th century law? The Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights of the United States. The founding generation gave us this law, gave President Trump this law to repel this invasion from our country.
I mean, there's all details
in the proclamation how this gang was sent here by a foreign government and President Trump is sending them out of this country.
Great. Stephen Miller dropping the hammer. Hey, let's lighten things up a little bit. Greg Gutfeld, I talked about how the Montana Democrats are doing their Trump derangement syndrome seminars all across Montana. They think that somehow that's going to help them. Greg Gutfeld has some great comments. We've got a montage and more right after this.
Big topics, big ideas, Big Sky, Montana Talks.
All right, so we've got a very nice surprise addition to the lineup here later this morning. So, big story that, of course, the national media is going to be following tonight. Elon Musk and President Donald J. Trump are rescuing the astronauts that that were left in space by Joe Biden. Remember those astronauts? Yeah, they were only supposed to be up there for what, like 4 or 5 days, or was it 6 or 8 days? Or they were supposed to go to space and then come back like less than a week later, and they've been stuck up there for months. Joe Biden just left them in space, but Elon Musk and his SpaceX team is already in orbit, I think, right? Is that the correct terminology? I think they're already in orbit, and then they're going to rescue these guys. Well, this was really cool. So, man, what was it? A couple of years ago, you guys remember the Polaris Dawn crew? So Polaris Dawn, that's the SpaceX crew. They did the first commercial spacewalk, the first ever walk in space by a commercial crew, like not a NASA government crew, but by a private sector crew, right? And so, but to train for that Polaris Dawn mission, they actually trained here in Montana. So the mission commander, Jared Isaacman, he's got a home up near Big Sky. He's got a hangar at the airport, and he's got all his cool jets there, apparently, that they use to train for this, a lot of them that they use to train for this SpaceX mission, the Polaris Dawn mission. The mission pilot, Scott Kid Petit, Kid's his nickname, a former Air Force Thunderbird pilot. When they were training in Bozeman, he joined us on the show, and we talked about, you know, everything they were doing to prepare for the Polaris Dawn mission. It was so cool. And then, hey, after, you know, they were mission complete and the mission was a success, we had him back on the show to talk about being in space and then coming back from space. And so it was incredible, really cool guy, fun to talk to. So I thought, hey, let's check in with Kid Petit to get his take, to have him walk us through this rescue mission that SpaceX is on right now. Because the last time we caught up with him, we said, hey, by the way, what about these astronauts that were left in space? Are you going to be a part of the rescue mission? He says, well, because he was on the Polaris Dawn spacewalk mission, they'll have another crew that will be on the rescue mission. which is they're supposed to come back from space later tonight. But later this morning, at about 9:40 this morning, Kid Petit is going to join us live right here on Montana Talks to walk us through this rescue mission. So that's going to be really cool. And, of course, we got John Jackson, the Joker from X, joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll see if he wants to stick around for at least part of the 9 o'clock hour as well, or maybe he'll want to jump in on the conversation with Kid Petit talking about the rescue mission and more. So that's going to be great. Let's see. Oh, yeah, we were going to lighten things up a little bit, especially after, man, we were covering some pretty heavy topics there for just a moment. All right, before I get to Greg Gutfeld, we lighten things up for a moment here. Let me just tell you first, real quick here, man, there's a really good deal for you. I know it's snowing in parts of Montana right now, so it doesn't feel like spring yet, but maybe you can feel the cold air sneaking through your windows. I'll tell you what, springtime is a good time to do some home improvements. And especially if you're feeling cold air coming through those windows, let me tell you about an unbeatable deal coming from YHIC, your home improvement company. 50% off your window purchase, minimum of 4 windows. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Plus, they've got easy financing right now. 0 down, 0 interest, and 0 payments for 12 months. That's 2026. Call 406-948-2836 today to schedule your free in-home consultation. It's a limited-time offer you don't want to miss. Let me repeat that. 50% off your window purchase, minimum of 4 windows. Call 406-948-2836 right now. You're going to love the difference with your home improvement company. Go to YHIC.com to find out how. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Do we start with Greg Gutfeld? Or do we start with the montage? Let's start with the montage. The judge kicked things off. The polling is so bad for the Democrats right now. Worst polling ever for the Democrats. Meanwhile, President Trump's approval rating is doing very well. More Americans, for the first time in 20 years, see the country headed in the right direction. And the Democrats are infighting. They're attacking Chuck Schumer and more.
First of all, the mood of the country, this really jumped out. We asked folks, is it on the right direction or the wrong direction? That 44% you say right direction, that's up since November. And if that doesn't seem like a lot, the last time it cracked 40%, you got to go back to 2012. The last time it actually hit 44 or higher, January of 2004.
And while President Trump soars with the united Republican Party at his side, the angry Democrats are tearing each other down in a full-blown civil war. The loonies are now making Chuck Schumer the scapegoat after he caved and backed the Republican spending bill.
You know why, Dems suck at messaging? Because they never talking about nothing, and they do nothing.
The idea that Chuck Schumer is the only one that's got a brain in the room and the only one that can think through all of the pros and cons is absolutely ridiculous.
I've never seen this level of volcanic anger at a Democrat ever. I think Chuck Schumer has radically misread the room.
I'm pissed. Yep. Okay, so, you know, there's actually little that the Senate minority leader can say, and the 10 Democrats that voted with the Republicans can say, to appease somebody like me, I'm about to change my registration to independent.
Oh, yeah, you go for it, girl. You go, girl. Okay. Man, I was dying laughing when I first heard that soundbite on the 5 yesterday. Okay. And it makes me wonder, like, what would your reaction be? I got to ask John Jackson, you know, like this event at the Lincoln Center last night, the Trump derangement syndrome seminar that the Democrats had at the Lincoln Center, the School District 2 administrative building last night. What kind of Star Wars bar did that place look like last night? Okay. All right, let's see. Greg Gutfeld had a great analogy, too. He said the Democrats are like, you know, the women that fall in love with these convicted murderers and they send them letters while they're in prison and then they marry them sometimes. Like, that's who the Democrats are right now, like defending Trende Aragua murderers and rapists. They're like the women that send love letters to murderers in prison.
Identity politics. They thought that expanding the tent by just getting all these identities together, create little boxes, stack them on top of each other, that would work. But what happened is by adding one box, three left. They became a sanctuary for silliness. You know, if you start, you know, we're so inclusive. We believe men should be in girls' locker rooms. We support Hamas supporters. We don't want you to deport gangs in American cities to the countries that they came from. We back every recidivist criminal and every race hoaxer. What happens is by inclusivity, you excluded the normal people and they wanted to get the hell out of here. Pretty soon, the face of your party became the hysterical activists screaming on behalf of Hamas at Columbia.
So, man, I'll tell you what an opportunity for everyday people, for conservatives, for Republicans in particular. So the Democrats, the Montana Democrats, they're hosting these Trump derangement syndrome seminars. They're calling them town hall meetings, but these aren't town hall meetings for everyday people. It's for all the crackpots to show up and kick and scream and throw a temper tantrum and cuss about Elon Musk and Doge. And you know, it's all these failed Democrat candidates that are headlining some of the showing up at some of these things. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle has a story. Town hall planned for Bozeman. It's not a town hall meeting. It's a Trump derangement syndrome seminar. But here's the opportunity for the Republicans. Man, I'll tell you what. Somebody should go in there. You know, like, remember when Jesse Waters would do this for Bill O'Reilly, and he would just show up with a microphone and a camera and talk to the crackpots, and then they would put together a montage of all the crazy things that all the crazy people were saying? That's what the Republicans should do at every single one of these Montana Democrat Party Trump derangement syndrome seminars that they're doing across the – just go talk to the people. Now, you don't need to do what they do, which is kick and scream and throw signs at women with children – like the Democrats did at the Butte Parade yesterday for St. Patrick's Day. So shameful. Women were like pulling their kids away from this crazy deranged liberal woman who was cussing and throwing signs at Congressman Zinke. You don't need to do that. All you need to do is put a microphone in these people and say, hey, what do you want to tell the people of Montana? Just let them start hissing and spitting and cussing and just show the Star Wars bar scene for the people of Montana. They're like, okay, yep, the Democrats are still in disarray. Got it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Fox News commentary.
An Obama-appointed activist federal judge temporarily blocked President Trump from deporting illegal alien gang members. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A federal judge put a temporary block on President Trump's ability to deport criminal illegal aliens, and the order went so far as to say any deportation flights already in the air would have to turn around and bring the illegals back to the USA. This ruling was brought to the judge on behalf of a group of 5 Venezuelan criminal illegal aliens in immigration custody in Texas and New York local jails, and the action revolves around whether or not our president has the right to invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798, which gives the president the ability to order the arrest, detention, and deportation of non-citizens who are 14 years or older and come from countries staging an invasion or predatory incursion of the U.S. The temporary order is for 14 days only. The Justice Department has already appealed the decision. But what really ticks me off is how hard President Trump has to work to put America first. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather. For Billings and Bozeman,
Areas of snow linger early on today through the Bozeman area with an inch or two possible in some areas yet. Otherwise, looking at rain and some snow mixed across areas towards Billings early with little or no accumulation. High temperature readings will range from the mid-30s in Bozeman, mid-40s in Billings, with partly cloudy skies tonight, mid-teens to mid-20s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever.
You just step into it, they're on, with no bending down. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, wherever stylish footwear is sold.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Great guest here in the studios as we wrap up the 8 o'clock hour of the show. Danielle Campanella is with the Billings Clinic Foundation. They've got a great program. It's the second year they're doing this deal. Make March Matter. It's to help out Billings Clinic kids. And, of course, Billings Clinic has clinics and hospitals all across the state and region. Danielle, great to see you. Thanks for dropping in.
Great to see you, Aaron. Thank you so much for having me.
So how can our listeners make March Matter?
Well, Make March Matter, this is the second annual campaign of this. It's to keep the Billings Clinic Kids Fund healthy, just because we help so many kids per year with this. And so how to donate is you go online, BillingsClinic.com/piggybank to help fill that piggy bank. Or you could call us at 406-657-4670.
So basically, this is a way to help kids that need pediatric, you know, specialists. They might be traveling. Maybe they live in a small town, Montana, mm-hmm. or maybe they're in Butte right now listening to KXTL, and hey, they need to go see the pediatric specialists in Billings. This helps kids from 0 to age 18, or even if they need to go to a higher level of pediatric care in one of the bigger cities, mm-hmm. this is to help them with expenses they might incur. What type of help does this provide?
Yeah, I mean, some medications can be so expensive for the littlest of patients, and so this fund helps cover the things that you don't think about: utility bills, rent, gas gift cards, hotel stays, everything that you might need while you're giving your child the best care.
Yeah, you think about how many people are living paycheck to paycheck, and especially with inflation over the last few years, and now you got a sick kid or a kid who really needs some medical attention.
Yeah.
That in itself would be overwhelming, let alone the bills and the other costs that'll start to pile up too.
Right, yep. And we cover some medical equipment as well. So it really makes a big difference, and 100% of the donations go directly to families.
How do you describe Billings Clinic's pediatric specialty services, mm-hmm. and what you provide in-state, and then also what you support out of state if necessary?
Well, we do have the region's largest pediatric specialty unit department, and so this is pretty incredible. If a kiddo comes from rural Montana to their appointment, they're able to see all of these specialists that they need to see in one day, so that they don't have to keep on coming back, which is a huge help on the family, especially if there's other siblings involved. So we do have all of the pulmonology, cardiology, urology, all of the ologies, I say. And then we do partner with Children's Colorado, and we are able to give some families some gas gift cards and hotel stays to get down there.
I'll bet it's just got to be gut-wrenching when you, or just, you know, tug on your heartstrings mm-hmm. when you walk through and see some of the kids and some of the families and hear some of their stories.
Yeah, absolutely. And our media sponsor this year is Nonstop Local, and they've been helping us interview some patients and families who have benefited from this fund. And every family member tears up, and it's pretty incredible to see how local donors make such a huge difference in local families' lives.
Yeah. Make March Matter. Support the Billings Clinic Kids. Again, how can folks support this?
Yeah, BillingsClinic.com/piggybank or call 406-657-4670.
Yeah, and even, you know, you don't need to break the bank to do it. You know, if you got just something in that piggy bank, this is a great way. Maybe get your kids to, take a little donation out of their piggy bank. That'd be kind of cool.
And Aaron, I'll say this too. For every $20 donation made online with a Montana registered debit card, you're entered in for a drawing to a 7-night stay in Mexico. We had a timeshare donated to us a long time ago, and we're able to utilize this for kind of a drawing.
The Pueblo Bonito Rosé. Bonito, that sounds beautiful.
Especially with this weather today.
I know. I'm looking out the window. It's like, okay, I could use a beach vacation right about now. So not only can you help kids, but you can potentially win a beach vacation here as well. That's pretty cool. All right, Danielle Campanella, great to see you. Thanks for dropping in.
Thanks, Aaron.
A Butte kid. You grew up in Butte, right?
Butte, Montana. MSU grad.
I was kind of down all day because I wasn't in Butte for St. Patrick's
Day.
Missing out.
Billings turned up, though.
That's right. It sounds like it. Yeah. All right. Great to see you. Thanks for dropping in. The wild man himself, John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house right after this. We'll get the Star Wars bar description and more.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Build a better mousetrap and the world will be a path to your door. But in big chunks of the economy where government regulation holds sway, that doesn't really apply. Two that immediately come to mind are regulated utilities and medical drugs and equipment. The path to profit for a utility, in the language of the industry, is getting new investment into the rate base. That means building new things that the regulator agrees are needed, or prudent, in the language of regulation. This increases the capital that the company is allowed to earn a rate of return on, which determines prices and revenues. Increasingly, this is a purely political process that has little to do with better mousetraps. New drugs and medical equipment might be incredible, but if they don't get approval from Medicare, they're of little value to those who make them. The giant program dominates how companies are paid, since more than 50% of healthcare is paid for by a federal government agency. One wonders what kind of things might be on our shelves if the bureaucrats had approved them. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.